Okay. Good morning. We'll have a little bit of an abbreviated shiur this morning just to enable those who like to attend the Bikur Cholim breakfast this morning. I want to finish up a little bit of a piece that we'd started yesterday in the Emunah Chabura. So learning from Rav Wolfson, I'm going to go back one second just for those who weren't with us yesterday to be in context. We're talking about the Inyan of Tefillah and about how a person needs to prepare for davening and all the necessary preparations that go into making sure one has a meaningful tefillah. But sometimes you have a great davening, you're not sure how did that happen? Where did that come from? So Rav Wolfson says, sometimes occasionally you have a wonderful, correct, beautiful, inspiring davening. That was a gift from Hashem. Even though you didn't really prepare, you didn't do all the necessary things that one is supposed to beforehand, you got a gift. Brings a mashal. What's compared to when a person has a geshmak davening and they weren't expecting it? A person goes into a fruit store and he asks the seller, are they good? Do you have some good fruit to eat? Good grapes? Take a few and taste for yourself. You'll tell me, are these juicy, these delicious fruits or not? Because you're toying the roy, taste it, he sees ki tofu. Yeah, these are good. Okay, that was great. Can I have some more grapes? And then Omer lo hamoicher. So the seller says to him, "Hinesati lecha l'toyim bechinam. I let you taste for free. Kedei shetira ma toyv. You can see that these are good. Ata now imhinucha roitza. Oh, you want more? Tzarechat l'shalom. You got to pay. That's the mashal. So the nimshal is explained. Sometimes in life we get a gift. We get a few free grapes. We get a geshmak peiros. We get a beautiful davening. We didn't prepare for it, but Hashem wants to show us what could be achieved if we're willing to pay for it, if we're willing to invest. The payment here is effort. The same thing happens, is true, when it comes to a davening. You can't do it without investing your kochos into it. You once had a great davening. Zos haisa matona. That was a gift. To realize how good it is. Tamu ru kitoif Hashem. Taste and see how good is Hashem. Achril hagia elze betzedek v'yosher tzrichim hashkia harbe. But to really earn the davening, then you have to really put your kochos into it. Good morning. We're having a shorter, abbreviated. That was what we got up to yesterday. So we were talking about the idea of preparing and the different things we spoke about, having a proper environment, knowing Pirush HaMilah, know what the words actually mean. It's start to have a conversation with somebody when you don't know what you're talking about. So now I want to quote, this is the end of the piece. He says, Isa b'zohar kadosh. Kruza nothik b'chol yoma. A heavenly voice goes out every day. Man dekotel hi chivya, the one who kills the snake, yehavin lebrata demalka dihit slosa. Will be given the daughter of the king, the princess, which is davening. A voice goes out and says, the one who kills the snake gets the daughter. What does that mean? So he explains. Bas HaMelech Hayne Tefila. The princess is davening. V'hanochash, who's the snake? We know this. Hu HaYetzer Hara. This is the inclination we have not to do the right thing. Umi Shemashkua B'Yetzer Hara B'chol Taivas Olam Hazeh V'hu Bol Hispala. A person who's so entrenched, with the Yetzirah has them by the throat, and all the taivas of this world, and comes to daven, v'rotzlis pala tzafilu ru'i, wants to daven correctly, ein manichinu, they don't let him. Ki omrim lo, they say, ata ein charoi b'kach, you don't deserve it, you can't get in, you don't have the membership card, you're not allowed to come into davening. Ein chashayich l'zeh, you have no shayiches to the world of tefillah. Habat isa es anacha, she'ein anoysen lo lichanis. Kodim kol horug es anachash. The first thing a person has to do is to kill the snake. To shech their yetzahara. Ma'at b'taivis. To lessen their taivis and their involvement in this world. Al tishka b'chol mashi ha'ol mazeh matziya l'cho. Va'az tiye roi l'tefila b'toiv. If a person can first shech that yetzahara, can stop all the things. It's hard to go straight from the smorgasbord into a mincha. You know what I mean? If you're eating everything, involved in this world, right? He says you can't. You can't go straight into davening after that. Ode tonight, sarach letefila. There's another condition that's necessary for a person to daven correctly. Shehape noki b'chol tinuf. The mouth has to be clear from any type of dirt. A mouth that speaks lashon hara, God forbid, or riles up people to get in arguments, or is denigrates the kavod of Torah scholars. A mouth like that can't go in. You only have one mouth, right? So you got to use it to. It's a klishari, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu says our mouth is so has so much kedusha to it. But it's like, you have two ears, you have two eyes. Okay, so one mouth I'll use for divrei Torah, and one mouth I'll use for my lashon hara. And when it comes to davening, like I'll switch gears. I'll just turn off the lashon hara mouth and I'll put on the tefillah mouth. Doesn't work. You only have one klisharis. You have to make sure it's pure. Pe hamedaber lashon hara harehu metzora. The inyan tefillah hishi nichnasim lekodesh hakadoshim shemayel lefnei melech machalim hakadosh baruch hu. So a person lashon hara is like a din of metzora, and metzora is sent chutz lemachane. But the whole word is not to be chutz l'machin, the whole word is to go into davening, to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Mitzvah is not allowed to go there. So how could a mouth that speaks inappropriately be allowed in? Mitzvah Meshulach chutz l'Yishalayim, ve'ein manichim oisalikanes. You can't come in. So the second thing, the first thing, says Rav Wolfson, is about limiting our involvement in taivas. The second thing says to make sure that our mouth is speaking appropriately. Shmiras ha-peh, shmiras ha-bris, heima nechutzim ma'od l'tzefila. When a person feels closeness to Hashem, Margish Hatainug Shel Ani Kirvas Elokim Litov, like David HaMelech says, what's the greatest goodness? The greatest thing I could have is becoming closer to Hashem. Kirvas Elokim. You know, what's the greatest thing I could have? It's not an ice cream cone. The greatest thing I could have is coming close to Hashem. V'choshev Lama Zachisi L'matana Kizos. Why was I zoichet to have such a beautiful davening? Yidbok Masav, you should examine your actions. He says, it's true. I can tell from your personal experience. V'yizbonin ulai hayelo mikodim o mi'etmol nisoyim b'shmiras einayim or b'shmiras hamachshava o b'lashon hara v'oy b'nisoyim. Maybe a person had a really difficult thing that they passed. Something inappropriate they didn't look at. Juicy piece of gossip they didn't say over. Chance to do something they held back. Because of that zechus that they held back, they were omed in their nisayon, they didn't give in. So because of that, that's why your zochah is such a beautiful tefillah. Asher al kein zochah le tefillah tova, that's why. The cave in shaharges anachas, because you shechted in the snake, roy lo bedin, sheyizki levrata demalka. So you get the princess. It's true. If you think about it, you can find in your life times after you have a gishmak davening, you'll see, wow. And then think back what happened the last day, the last 48 hours. It's true. And now, since we're here in Avas Yisrael, we'll end off. This is Geshmak. Tzrichim l'hispalel im hatzibur. Person needs to daven with a minion. Heinek Isabit Arizal brings from the writings. Shekodim hatzifila. Before one starts to daven, tzarech lekabel atzmo mitzvah shel v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. To accept upon themselves the mitzvah of loving your fellow Jew like you love yourself. V'hi hachonim l'tzifila hispalel b'tocha klal. That's part of connecting yourselves to the klal. Avos Yisrael, not separating yourself. Dechziv heink el kavir velo yimos. The tefillah of the tzibur will not be despised. Shim ein nechlalim im hatzibur hare ata nidon ki yochid. Tefilascha nishmaos ktefilas yochid. The person doesn't. I'm not sure if he's saying that even if you're really technically with the tzibur, but you didn't join yourself, then it's still tefilas yochid. I'm not sure if that's what he's saying, but he says when you're not davening with the tzibur, then it's causing unnecessary attention to oneself. I know Moshe the Rebbe Yudin once gave, a person's buying one suit. You're buying one suit, okay, so you look to make sure all the buttons are lined up, there's no loose threads, you want to make sure everything, the cuffs, everything nice. Okay, when you're buying bulk, okay, I'll just take them all, you know, I'm trying to, good. Obviously, it's a Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu can still examine 500 suits the way you could examine one suit. We can't, but just to give us an idea of not causing unnecessary attention to oneself. So the Inyan is, he says, to connect yourself to the Klal Yisrael, to Am Yisrael. Ah, kishakol es atzma betoch haklal, betoch ami anochi yosheves, right, which happened on Rosh Hashanah, azai lo yimas tefilas rabim. Hashem won't despise the tefillah of the many. So to connect yourself to that. Tefillah hi avas Hashem. Davening is an expression of our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishadam is pala b'mesiris v'chamimus, when a person davens with warmth, hu mekayim bezeh mitzvahs v'yahavtes Hashem alokecha. One of the ways we show a concrete form of a tangible way of showing our love for Hashem is through davening. It's a fascinating idea. V'hine, in Rav Wolfson, Darka B'Kodesh has a beautiful gematria to show you this. V'yahavtes Hashem Elokecha, right? You should love Hashem your God, is the same gematria as V'yahavta L'reicha Kamocha Ani Hashem. Love for Hashem is the same gematria as love for your fellow. People think, you know, I can do one without the other.
I love Jews. Hashem, I have a taina on, chas v'shalom. Or the opposite. I love God. It's just the Jews I can't get along with. No, if you feel there's a chisorin in one, then there's a chisorin in the other. It's the zel bazach. Loving your fellow Jew is a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person feels that they're going close to Hashem. I love God. And at the same time, they're like starting to look down on people. Right? The Magid of Mezrich had a beautiful Torah. He says, when you love somebody, you love their children as well. Right? I love you. Okay, means I love your kids also. If you really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love his kids as well. You love Bnei Yisrael. She'ev shal hagila avas Hashem. The only way to get to avas Hashem, rak ide avas Yisrael. There's no other way. Avas Yisrael. How fitting. How appropriate. Achein matzinus. Therefore, we find she beseder hatefila makdim in avas Yisrael avas Hashem. So therefore, in the order of tefila, first we put the prefaces on loving your fellow Jew, avas Yisrael, and then avas Hashem. She betechila omer. First, we say habocher ba'amo Yisrael be'ahava. You've chosen the Am Yisrael with love. B'shachris ohev amo Yisrael, right? B'arvis hagam she'ein ze avas b'nei Yisrael ze leze. That's not interpersonal relationships, love we're talking about. El avas Hashem aleim, Hashem's love for us. Im kol zos, nevertheless, hu me'ein avas Yisrael. It's still a little bit like avas Yisrael. And then rak acher kach omrim v'yahavtes Hashem alokecha inyan avas Hashem. So the first in the davening is talking about the love. Okay, he's being intellectually honest. He's saying it's not really the Avas Yisrael between being Am L'Chaver, but it's still the concept of loving the Jews. We have to do that. And here he ends off. Ukevar Omer Harav HaKadosh of Aaron HaGadol Mikarlin Suchus L'Yogin Aleinu Shehamavakish L'das. The person wants to know Ma'amor U'matzava B'midas Avas Hashem. You really want to know, where am I holding? You know, what's my spiritual report card? How much do I love God? Yindoid Matzava B'Avas Yisrael. You have to see how much you have, how much Avas Yisrael you have in your life. Uvekach yoda ne'emona mehay midagreso madregoso ba'avas Hashem. Then you'll know what level you're at. The way you love a fellow Jew is how much you're loving Hashem. Vechein keyote bezeh, and similar to this, Amr he said hamavakish ledas mis mehachilik sheyesh lo olam haba. You want to know what's your chilik, what's your portion, olam haba. Yimdod mehay midas hanoso vehergesh to kedusha shemargish b'shabbos kodesh. You should. How much do you feel on Shabbos? You want to know where you're holding in olam haba. So how much do you feel on Shabbos? Asherhu me'ein olam haba. That's the way to measure your chelik in olam haba is how much geshmak you have, how much you feel the kedusha of Shabbos kodesh, because it is the same concept. Avas Yisrael is the same thing as Avas Hashem. And the Gishmak on Shabbos is the same Gishmak the person has in Olam Haba. Okay, Shkoyach everybody for coming. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Next Sunday you're going to have it?
Next Sunday we'll have the full shiur.
With the kiddush? Okay.
With the breakfast. Yeah, all the...